Good evening. This is Jana Benun with Deborah Tavares. Welcome to our episode of News Updates. And as all of you know, we have informed you on our last episode that we are in the middle of genocide. As we speak, many people are getting vaccinated and we are in the middle of genocide. And today, Deborah is going to continue to break down these prions in vaccines and then talk about lots of more updates, news updates, and things that have happened between last week and today. So, Deborah, welcome.
Jana, thank you. For all that are listening, if you have not yet heard Jana's and our video that we put out called Emergency Alert, March the 5th of 2021, you can find that on stopthecrime.net. We have a new YouTube video channel since we were taken down by our controllers of tech. You can type also, our new channel is called Stop the Crime. But we've posted only a few of the videos that were originally taken down. But this one is the fourth one posted on the video channel right now. And it says, Deborah Tavares Emergency Alert, March the 5th of 2021. And that is the show now that is ricocheting worldwide about the prions in the vaccines that is essentially going to cause brain degradation, not essentially, will. And we need to also understand that this has been discussed on the CDC website. This is a zombie apocalypse. And they do talk about that on the CDC website. In fact, I was remembering back in 2013, there were a number of attacks where people's faces were being gnawed off on the street. Many of you may recall in Florida, you can type it in and look at it, but there was a man who was attacked, and they said it was salts, but there were many zombie type of attacks during that time. And one of the articles I'm looking at is... this is dated May 29th of 2012, and it says, Florida police identify face-eating naked man. And you can take a look at that. During that time, there were a number of zombie face-eating types of attacks. I won't go into the gory details. It is gory. And certainly at the time, I remember thinking, what's going on? And... there's been many random attacks, again, during that period of time. So let's take a look at what the CDC is saying on their website. They have a zombie apocalypse on their website. And at first, you know, when I saw this a few years ago, the CDC laughed it off and said, oh, it was sort of like a joke. It is no joke. So you can take a look at what the CDC is saying about the zombie apocalypse that is going to occur. And I'll get into that in a little more detail in a moment. But I have such a stack of stuff to go over with all of you this evening and a catch-up, because I will tell you, since Jana and I did that video on the prions and in the vaccines, we have been inundated with valuable information from all over the world, and it's become quite a bit to process. So you're hearing an overload of information that has come in, and what we're now, of course, hearing as well is other countries are looking at prohibiting various forms of the vaccines. And it is getting out there that the prions are in the vaccine. So, again, you can go to stopthecrime.net to our YouTube video channel, Stop the Crime, and you can take a look at that video. I also want to talk about what they're saying now, and this is quite alarming, and it should be for all of you, particularly when we know that mad cow disease or wasting disease, which is a prion disease, we're now being told the CDC is saying that vaccinated seniors and others can hug. And, of course, that will be spreading the prions for depopulation. So it was announced that on March the 10th, which was just yesterday, that you can hug your loved ones. If you're fully vaccinated and your loved one can come in and give you a hug, and that will be fun and great to see. So you need to understand the shedding aspect and the weaponized biohazards of vaccinated people now. And we're going to really face a significant problem with the shedding of those that are vaccinated around unvaxxed people. And the multiple shedding on those that have been vaccinated that are already having health and immune difficulties to begin with. But again, the CDC approved fully vaccinated seniors to hug and spend time with loved ones who have not been vaccinated. So that prions are spread in groups by saliva, by proximity, and by fecal material, and of course by food. So it would be suggested that many of you recognize that this is a depopulation apparatus. And when the CDC issues new guidelines for how people who are fully vaccinated for COVID-19 can interact, you need to think twice, because the CDC is operated by Rothschild, the bankers, and the global families, and funded by many wealthy people that are standing behind eugenics, such as Bill Gates and more. So it says that you can hug your loved ones if you are considered fully vaccinated for 2 weeks after you receive the second dose of Pfizer or Moderna, and 2 weeks after a single dose of Johnson & Johnson. And they quote by saying, we really just got a big relaxation of restrictions. And again, for the first time since the start of the pandemic, senior living residents can hug loved ones. And I'm going to go over this a bit because you need to really understand the enormity of what's being promoted here in the United States and elsewhere with the relaxing of standards and sending bioweapons by the virtue of humans within the populations and to your loved ones. So again, for the first time since the start of COVID-19 pandemic, seniors who have lived in group communities like assisted living will be able to physically embrace their loved ones. The CDC has approved fully vaccinated seniors in groups housing to hug their loved ones, according to the new set of guidelines released yesterday. That would have been on March the 10th of 2021. Seniors have been most susceptible to contracting COVID-19 with a greater likelihood that they could die from the pandemic. Well, they will be dying from the vaccination, as many of us are now learning. And because of that, federal and state governments have been stringent on family and friend interactions. While recent guidelines allowed the seniors to talk with loved ones through windows or from 6 feet away, but that now is, of course, released. You can hug your loved ones, they're now saying. And if you're fully vaccinated, your loved one can come in and give you a hug. And that will be fun and great to see, so they're saying. And they're also telling us that the new guidelines would also require facilities to allow compassion visits with no questions asked. Compassion visits come with a resident in a facility that stops eating or is nearly at the end of life. Prior to the announcement, senior care facilities were forced to limit contact, only allowing limited family members to stay at a distance from their loved ones that were dying. And we've heard many stories about that. So the CDC, again, has issued these new guidelines. And it's most important to understand who the CDC is. And I would highly, highly recommend that all of you order the book, Murder by Injection by Eustace Mullins. This is absolutely imperative to understand what has happened to this country and the world. Murder by Injection is the story of the medical conspiracy against America and worldwide. Again, Eustace Mullins, E-U-S-T-A-C-E, Mullins, M-U-L-L-I-N-S. Now let's talk about what the CDC really is so that you're all clear. The CDC vaccination recommendations are not science-based. Vaccine schedules have been established by the CDC and are promoted by public health departments and the American Medical practices as well, and various organizations. CDC vaccine recommendations are not science-based, as many of their reports have been altered to hide pertinent and damning information. And I would highly recommend that you read The Whistleblower. He was a CDC scientist, and he talked about this. He has a book. His name was Dr. David Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, and his book is entitled Science for Sale. More importantly, we all need to understand the CDC is a private for-profit corporation doing business, and their business is vaccines. The CDC is not, I repeat, is not a government health advocacy organization. It is a corporation doing business and listed on Dun and Bradstreet and is headquartered in the state of Georgia with strong ties to the pharmaceutical industry. Therefore, the CDC's recommendations are influenced by the fiscal health of their corporation and those that run the CDC. And we have been tricked. All of us have been tricked. This is all about profits, not science, and the motivation of vaccine mandates for depopulation. So again, for all of you that are being told if you're fully vaccinated, you can go hug, remember that you are likely spreading prions by the contact. So again, I refer you to the video that Yana and I did. It's posted on stopthecrime.net. And it's entitled Emergency Alert, March the 5th of 2021. And we go over the details of that. Now, while I have many, many documents to go over this evening, and I want to keep it short because, quite frankly, we've pumped out so much information in the past week that we're overwhelmed. So what I thought I would do is talk about what we're being told. Of course, we're being told that if vaccinated workers will get more office benefits, and all of us that are all of those that are vaccinated will have more benefits than the holdouts. And if you have a green pass on your wrist showing you've been vaccinated, then opportunities are available for you. And this is according to the cybersecurity company Checkpoint Software Technologies Limited out of Israel. You can get treatments at hair salons, you can travel, you can go to gyms, you can access games and billiards and ping pong tables, among many other perks. So what we're now seeing is that the vaccinated workers will get more benefits. And if you don't have proof of either vaccination or recent recovery from COVID-19, work is going to be very bleak. You're not going to get jobs. And that's what we're being told, and that's what's percolating through the desire for many folks to get the vaccination. They don't realize that they're on a genocide program, and they're being tricked. So I wanted to get that out right away. I know that Yana and I are planning to do more episodes, more information, based on how this country has really been operated through Rothschild and Rockefeller. It is a travesty what we face and where we are now, and I think everybody can see that. Of course, one of our recent discussions was about the use of weather weapons, how literally they can reverse the flow of rivers, how they can create sea level rise, and they are. And so many storms and hurricanes and the fake snow that many people are now showing across YouTube on the snow events and how the snow is polynucleated, where, in fact, you can light a flame under a snowball, a tightly packed snowball, and it will turn black and it won't drip. And that brings a whole new meaning to recycling of plastics. I will tell you, when the snow falls, it lays heavy like concrete on tree limbs, causes many trees to topple over. The trees have by and large been so incapacitated with so many decades of heavy chemtrailing that they're falling over. So what I wanted to talk about also was some of the things that we can do and some of the things you may not be aware of. I don't know if many of you are aware of what amalgams do in your teeth, the fillings that were originally amalgams. If you wear masks and you have amalgam fillings, you are breathing in mercury into your brain. So it would be most important to consider having your amalgam fillings removed by a specialist that removes amalgams. Now, I want to go over some things you can do and not have such a horrific situation. We all need to have hope, and we need to be given opportunities. And I'm going to go over some of the information that comes from a friend who runs the Dental Amalgam Mercury Solutions. I've known them for many years, and it's called DAMS, D-A-M-S, and again, that's Dental Amalgam Mercury Solution. And it is about the truth, and this comes out of their 2020 publication at the end of the year. And the FDA is faking the motions of protecting the public, advising dentists to avoid the use of mercury fillings in pregnant women, nursing mothers and small children, and those with neurological disorders. The FDA, mercury causes neurological disorders, birth defects, infertility, and immune disorders. And what we need to know is, what is the FDA really? It is the Federal Deaf Association. And it is a Rockefeller agency of slow death set up by the powers that be that run this country. Again, I referred everybody to read Hustis Mullin's book, Murder by Injection. That will help explain. There's another very important film that is highly recommended. It's called Plandemic 2. So just Plandemic 1-1 for 2, narrated by David Martin. And this tells about the patents that Tony Fauci and the CDC obtained on the coronavirus. The film looks into how COVID virus was created and Fauci's secret role in the creation of this. The Gates Foundation also has funded the vaccine programs in Africa and India, and Gates is putting the fluorescent dot tags in every COVID vaccine to track patients forever. If you did not know that, now you do. This is one of the further opportunities of the vaccination, is tracking each and every single one of everybody that is vaccinated till the end of your life. Also, animal studies and human studies and clinical evidence all show that mercury from amalgams is not only harmful to pregnancies and to unborn fetuses, but also to people of all ages, because mercury's ability to cause damage to the nervous, immune, endocrine, and cardiovascular systems is ongoing as long as you have the amalgam fillings. And every patient getting an amalgam filling will get an unhealthy mercury exposure. Mercury causes and contributes to many of the leading causes of disability, death, including the leading three: heart disease, cancer, and stroke. So what you're hearing here is very similar to the types of exposure to many of the poisons that we're all being introduced to and have been introduced into our food, water, overhead chemtrailing, and the increased frequencies in our environment. And mercury plays along with that. The American Dental Association has exerted undue influence on the FDA to continue to suggest that mercury fillings are safe. It is not. So back in the 1840s, before there was an American Dental Association, amalgam mercury fillings were condemned by the American Society of Dental Surgeons when mercury was first started to be used. Amalgams were condemned because of the harmful effects that mercury was causing. If you didn't know that, now you do. You need to find a dentist that can remove your mercury fillings. It takes special equipment in a special dental office to remove the amalgams. If you're able to have that done, it's highly recommended that you consider that, because data shows strong evidence that dental amalgam mercury causes arthritis and asthma as well. And mercury is also, they're saying, a big risk factor in many of the types of diseases that we're going to be pummeled with. And I'm looking at information that a doctor by the name of Tim Lee, L-E-E, Ph.D., has been discussing. And he talks about how mercury impairs white blood cells and can reduce your count. And he also tells us that mercury alters your normal coagulation response and causes hypercoagulability, too many blood clots. That's been studied and documented, he is telling us. He's also discussing how research has shown that testosterone increases the deleterious effects of mercury while estrogen seems to protect you from it. That is a logical explanation for the sex difference. Also, they talk about what are the major sources of mercury in America and other developed countries. And Dr. Lee says, for me, the number one source is big predatory fish. He said he loves tuna, and he's had to give it up and switch to salmon. So I want to move into this. Today is the 10th year of 3/11/2011, when Fukushima was hit by the United States and other countries. And, of course, we know that we built the nuclear facility there in Fukushima. And I've talked, Jana and I have talked on other shows about the radiation and the gamma radiation effects from Fukushima and other bomb testing and leaks intentionally allowed to permeate the United States. But continuing on with what Dr. Lee is talking about, what should health conscious consumers, including parents and small children and infants, do? He says people need to avoid dental amalgams and to detoxify gently and safely once all amalgams are out. We need to avoid thimerosal, a very toxic mercury compound that is still found in most vaccines, including the flu shot. He said personally, he doesn't have dental amalgams, but he's trying to remove the mercury from his life as much as possible by avoiding tuna fish. Don't buy fluorescent bulbs. Aside from the fact that they produce cold, flickering light, they contain mercury that is just possibly going to end up somewhere we don't want it when the bulbs reach the end of life. Now, I want to say, there was a situation where the cities are requiring these bulbs. In fact, the Department of Energy is also suggesting these bulbs for longer life. Understand, these are weapons. These are weapons. So you want to get back into the incandescent light bulbs that you were once able to get. Yes, they cost more. They don't last as long. But they don't end up in the landfills broken when you're not supposed to toss them in the landfills. You have to have them literally put into a special dump site, but no one does that. So it's important to understand that mercury is a highly toxic element in light bulbs as well. So another thing that I found interesting is what we're doing and what we have been doing to the Native American reservations and what we've done initially to eradicate the Native Americans in the United States from day one. And it's a very sad story, a very sad story indeed. But I'm going to talk right now about the Navajo Reservation in Arizona. And this is important to understand because the Native American Indians have been mercilessly attacked by our rogue government. And many people, sadly, are participatory in what they're doing to kill off other people. So the First Nation tribes across America face problems on a daily basis. 95% of the First Nation tribes are affected by mercury fillings that were placed in their teeth. It doesn't stop with mercury poisoning. There is fluoridated water and fluoride toothpaste that raise the risk for children that attend boarding school. I'm going to add something here. The Native American Indians, and you can read this, and there's some startling accounts out of Canada, were forced by the government to go in and pick up the children off of reservations and force them into boarding schools to learn a new culture so that they would not speak their native language anymore, so that they would become colonized and lose their heritage. And that has been an ongoing diabolical process that we have done to people. We have done this, and the government. And besides attending boarding schools, uranium environment, toxic enforcement from fracking, vaccinations containing more mercury, medicines that are filled with dangerous food colorings, and with titanium dioxide, which is a carcinogen to humans. Commodity foods are given to the Native Americans, as they are to many poor communities in this country as well, that are given to tribes also on a monthly basis. They're highly processed foods filled with additives, and they have no nutritional value. The First Nation tribe is heavily poisoned. Why? It is because of the language barrier, they believe. They don't realize that they've been being genocided from day one. Or we are just lab rats for those who benefit from poisoning our people. I look forward to the day my First Nation tribe people and anyone who was poisoned in any way will be free of mercury fillings and heavy metals, healed from poisons that plague our human bodies, and have access to high nutritional foods and pure clean water and natural medicine that actually heals and balances. So while this person is hopeful for that reality, it is not in our future. Sadly, I have to say, that type of clean environment is being destroyed, and we are being given anything but health opportunities. So I hope that all of you have been realizing that as you've listened to many of the videos that I've done and what Yana and I have shared and what she has shared as well. So it's most important to filter your water in your homes with a whole house system, because water, fluoridated water, when you shower with it, goes into the largest organ, and that is your skin. So again, you need to investigate into a filter and for a whole house system. I know that there are some that run around $300 without the paying a plumber to put it in, but I would highly recommend that you do your own study of what would serve you to clean up your water. You're going to need to, because we're going to briefly mention what I have been talking about for many years, and how our water now is being taken over and access is being not denied by Rothschild and Rockefeller. But I shall not digress. I'm going to continue on. Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, a neurosurgeon, has warned that masks trap viruses and drive them back up the olfactory nerves and into the brain, causing viral infection in your brain. If the person has amalgam fillings, the mask traps the mercury vapor that has been exhaled, causing it to be re-breathed. Very important to consider. Also, there's a doctor, Margarita Bison, B-R-I-S-S-O-N, M-D, Ph.D. She is a leading neurologist in Europe. She warns about the brain damage that will eventually result from chronic long-term mask wearing. It is dangerous to get used to the oxygen deprivation from wearing a mask. Symptoms disappear because people get used to wearing the mask, but you are reducing your oxygen supply. A mask neurodegeneration takes years to develop. The degenerative processes in your brain are getting amplified as your oxygen deprivation continues. Once lost, nerve cells will not come back. Oxygen deprivation is dangerous for every single brain. And when you see children that are being masked up and depriving a child or an adolescent brain and oxygen to their brain, restricting their oxygen in any way is absolutely criminal. Criminal. Oxygen deficiency inhibits the development of the brain, and damage takes place and cannot, again, this cannot be reversed. And I don't know about you, but I'm seeing children that are masked up. You likely are as well. You need to inform the parents politely, perhaps, if you're up for it, if you want to try to save a child, and give the parents information that they may not understand, is the oxygen deprivation. You may also refer them to Yana in our videos, and certainly to StopTheCrime.net, to our YouTube video channel, where we will post this information and this show shortly. But also it's important to note that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines both inject synthetic messenger RNA into the person's body, something that has never been done before. The synthetic mRNA will not degrade. It will damage the innate immune system, period, simply put. And too often the FDA has approved dangerous drugs and vaccines. The FDA has not given a full approval to either the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccines. It has only given the emergency use authorization. The FDA is allowing their use as COVID pandemic emergency measure. So I've heard many people lately, when they've been asked if they will be vaccinated, they're saying, well, after it's been FDA approved. Remember, this is not FDA approved, and it's being pushed forth and shoved on us as a genocide program through the emergency use authorization.
Yes, Deborah, can I
absolutely, Anna, yes.
I would like to inject here, yes, it is a, they are saying it's experimental, right? We know it's not experimental. We know that they actually know exactly what they're doing to us. But can you tell people about insurance company? Because a lot of people do not realize if they die from the vaccine, their loved ones are not going to get paid.
Well, there is no liability.
Right.
So therefore, if you die, you can't prove it. And certainly that's intentional, that you can't prove what you've died from. While we're hearing many deaths are COVID-related, but if it comes to a lawsuit, then, of course, that's going to be debated, and you won't get the coverage upon death if you have been vaccinated and you die as a result. But again, people are going to have to prove it, and we don't have a court system. We have justice, and that means just us, not a justice system. This is about us only. Going on to say that the Pandemic Act of 2005 called for the PREP Act, P-R-E-P Act, which was triggered when the president declared a national emergency on March of 2020. A major consequence is that all manufacturers, doctors, clinics, hospitals are shielded from being sued for COVID vaccine injuries, just as what we were talking about, and for injuries from any other countermeasures, such as from ventilator use or mask-wearing injuries. You can't claim anything.
Right.
Again, the fluorescent quantum dots will be embedded in your skin, allowing the government to track your vaccine and health status for the rest of your life. This surveillance and tracking of all humanity is the reason that Bill Gates is a participant with all of the drug companies in developing the COVID vaccines. The tracking and surveillance will give Bill Gates and other tech companies and other governments and big government the ability to coerce and mandate people's ability to get the vaccinations or else be deprived. This is very, very important. Again, being deprived of work, being deprived of shopping for groceries, being deprived of travel, and so much more. This is really moving in the sustainable development.
Deborah, yes. We lost you for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, are you back? Okay,
yes,
so before you move on into sustainable development, which is absolutely correct, this whole thing is part of the green agenda. You know, they have their favorite jargon. They call it green agenda, sustainable development, climate changes. It's all one and the same, right?
Yes.
And I would like to point out here to people that Deborah was speaking about dental fillings for a reason right now because of the masks. That's why she brought this up. And I want to make sure you all understand that if you have amalgam fillings, like she said, you are rebreathing mercury into your brain because you are forced to wear masks all the time, especially if you are working, okay? So that's one thing. Now, in these previous vaccines, the vaccines like flu vaccines, childhood vaccines, we can detox our body. We can. There is things we can do to detox mercury, to detox vaccines that we've been getting until now. Please realize with the vaccine that you're getting now for COVID, there is no detoxing. So if you decide to get the vaccine, there is no help. Once you get it, there is nothing that can be done. Nothing. And the consequences are enormous, not only prions, which I hope you pay attention to that, prion disease. We talked about this. Please go listen to emergency broadcast that we done about that. But also it's a backdoor to your immune system. So when they release more deadly virus or manufactured virus, bioweapon, Ebola, let's say, you're more likely to die of it because you took COVID vaccine, because it's a backdoor to your immune system. That's just another reaction to the vaccine, besides the prions. Now, AstraZeneca is saying blood clots. Am I correct, Deborah?
Yes.
So
yes.
Each one causing something else and more and more problems. Again, once you get COVID-19 vaccine, there is no detoxing, there is no turning back, there is nobody that can help you. You already are marked for tracing and constant surveillance. You have it in you when you vaccinate it, and there is no taking it out. And I just wanted to make sure all of you understand this. Please continue, Deborah.
Absolutely. Thank you for reiterating that, because we also need to contend with the secret agencies that have literally taken this country down. We are being crushed on every level, not only the economy, but our monetary system. We will be getting into discussing more about the monetary system because we're seeing that that is being crashed. But it's important to understand that the CIA has long coordinated the media propaganda. Now, I would prefer using the correct verbiage about the media. The media is eugenics programs. They have been selling us lies.
Yes.
They give us weather reports all day long that are untrue. They talk about cloudy skies. It may rain tomorrow. Do you ever hear a weather forecaster tell you, we're being heavily chemtrailed today, and it appears that we've got quite a bit of toxins in the underbelly of the structures called clouds that are going to cause rain somewhere within the next 36 hours, wherever it is they decide to attack another area in this country and or worldwide. But back in the 1950s, under Operation Mockingbird, the CIA spent one-third of its budget on media propaganda and control, placing about 5,000 CIA assets inside the media operative control to secretly serve the CIA's agenda. And these abuses came to light in the U.S. Church hearings. And you can look that up, U.S. Senate Church hearings during the 1970s. And owners of the New York Times, Newsweek, and others admitted that they had willingly invited the CIA to come in as to coordinate propaganda. Today, however, this is done, and it's done whenever, and the CIA's control over the media is airtight, and it is serving Big Pharma and other deep state or Rockefeller Rothschild interests. Surveillance and tracking done by Google, Amazon, and Facebook and big tech companies provides real-time mind data so that the messaging can be adjusted in real time to control our thinking and behavior. With business and culture being mostly online, artificial intelligence and machines can track what is on your mind and adjust the media messaging to you individually accordingly. Now, I could go into more of that, but that is an entire show separate from my desire to go over more of this information, because I can't stress enough how we have been set upon. So again, I'm referring to the film Pandemic One, and this is the story of the microbiologist Judy Mockovitz, PhD, and her blowing the whistle on corruption in the NIH under Dr. Anthony Fauci. Again, that is the film Pandemic One. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend that you do. The film Pandemic Two, which I discussed previously, looks at the role that Ralph Baric and Anthony Fauci in developing the virus and the probes Bill Gates, and it probes Bill Gates' role in all of this as well. And each film can be viewed on https://pandemicseries.com. So you can watch that again on https://pandemicseries.com. Also, most important when you're buying any books, such as some of the things that you've heard me recommend, is that you go to your local independent bookstores, which are the choice, rather than buying through Amazon. Let's curtail funding Bezos and other controllers that are making billions and billions off of the creation of this global economic plummeting and crushing of the economies and the crushing of all mom-and-pop-owned businesses. So, again, Judy Mockovitz is a PhD is a research scientist who has worked as an NIH-funded microbiologist, and her book, Plague of Corruption, again, another book I recommend you take a look at, she tells of the cover-up of vaccine viral contamination hazards and of the corruption of the National Institute of Health and the CDC. She names names and gives details. She emphasizes that a COVID vaccine is not needed, that it will be poorly tested, and that it will likely do more harm than good. Her latest book, The Case Against Masks, 10 Reasons Why Masks Use Should Be Limited, gives a carefully researched discussion of how and when mask wearing can pose a hazard to the health of the person wearing it. So again, that book is called The Case Against Masks, 10 Reasons Why Mask Use Should Be Limited, and that's by Judy Mockovitz, whistleblower. Also, we can't avoid talking about the link between increased frequencies in our environment. We certainly know that 5G is causing many of the COVID-like symptoms as well, along with the injuries from mercury, fluoride, and toxic vaccines. The harm done by intentional increased levels of frequencies and microwave radiation are ignored, completely ignored by the big media, as well as the regulatory agencies, because we need to understand that 4G and 5G and small cell antenna build-out is growing and spreading in and around all of our schools and around all of our towns, everywhere USA and Earth, Inc. They are often installed while the schools are shut down and therefore go unnoticed. So I want to underscore, part of my initial research began with an in-depth dive, deep dive into frequencies and the smart meters. And I was so discouraged that none of the local radio or newspapers were picking up the various types of actions we were taking to expose the deployment of the smart meters here in California. So I can tell you, back on January 11th of 2011, that's actually 1-11-11, I was arrested. And I was arrested because my only hope of getting this information out was to have more of a conservative-looking grandmother who was horrified for the microwave radiation that my grandchildren would be confronted with. And you can watch that arrest on YouTube. What ended up happening is that the San Francisco Chronicle, the New York Times, and many other local news agencies finally picked up the story of the deployment of smart meters. And I will tell you, my granddaughter tells me to this day, as we passed the place where that arrest occurred, because myself and one other woman was arrested that day, she says, "Well, Amma, you can take being arrested off your bucket list." And I assure her that being arrested was never a plan. In my wildest of dreams, did I ever imagine that I would be arrested. So I want to go on to some of the murders of people that have been doing work to help people stay alive. You need to understand at great risks, people stand up and help people remove amalgams and other aspects. So let's talk about Frances Chevalier, DDS, at the age of 50. She died on January 2nd of 2020 of cancer. Now, cancer is a bioweapon. We know that. The cure is in the Rockefeller Institute. We know that. So cancer is a bioweapon. She had a successful dental practice in Ottawa, Canada, and one of her tributes was given by a patient, and that tribute says that Frances was an intelligent, gentle, sensitive, and very down-to-earth. She managed to remove my old mercury fillings with the utmost care, and since then, my health improved drastically. I regained my focus, my learning abilities, and overall, my happiness and well-being. I am sure she did the same with thousands of patients who found her as a pure soul that opened the door wide to optimal health and well-being with her love and compassion. There's another man by the name of Gary Jacobson, DDS. He died on May the 11th of 2016. And here's a little bit about his story. So for all of you that are listening, you must step up. You must become part of this information and working together with people that are there to support your health. If you stand back and you continue to allow the deployment of bioweapons on you, then many good and decent people that are concerned and willing to help you will die, and they are dying. We must band together. So here's another story again about Jerry Jacobson, who, again, he died on May 11th of 2016. His dental practice, located at the southern edge of the Minneapolis airport, was called Airport Dental, with a smiling small plane as the logo. Into the early 1990s, he spoke out more and more about the dangers of dental mercury. After a while, patients flocked to him from far and wide to find relief from chronic illnesses that mercury has been causing. Like his friend and mentor, Hal Huggins, DDS, Jacobson became heavily targeted. Listen to this. Heavily targeted by his state dental board. He fought back in the board's administrative proceedings and became a hero to Dental Mercury Awareness, a grassroots group that tried to educate the public and save Gary from the dental board. In December of 1995, Gary was finally forced to give up his license and close his practice. He subsequently had to relocate to Florida, where he worked in selling real estate, at least until the real estate bust that occurred later. He worked on his own mercury detox with some health improvements. So here's another man that was taken down. Let's talk about this woman, Gwen Scott, an herbalist, and died in New Mexico sometime in 2016 of cancer, another bioweapon. Now, I want you to pay special attention to this, because Yana and I will be covering these topics in further radio shows. So much of what you may hear discussion right now, I will try to break down, but we will attend to more information. So her age at the time of death was unknown. She was intelligent and well-spoken, and she was a host on CNN's International Hour program, When the CIA came to recruit her as a secret asset, she declined, eventually moving to an Indian reservation in New Mexico, where she practiced as a master herbalist and traditional naturopath. She met up with Clifford Carnicombe. Now I'll pause for a moment. I know Clifford Carnicombe. Clifford Carnicombe is a brilliant, brilliant man. And now you're going to find out what Clifford has been involved in. So she met up with Clifford Carnicombe, a researcher on geoengineering, with research on the aerosol spraying. Now, geoengineering, for many of you, is a confusing word. This is weather weapons. So he was a researcher on manipulated climate to cause global climate change, a.k.a. what they call climate change. This is weaponized climate change. And Clifford did research on the aerosol spraying in Morgellons disease caused by organic crystalline polymer fibers that drop out of the skies and that have infected millions of people, including Gwen Scott. Now, let me just discuss Morgellons, and many of you need to look this up, but Jana and I will discuss this further. Morgellons, Morgellons disease. We all have Morgellon in our bodies. Every single one of you listening, your pets, your grandchildren, your plants in your yard. Now, we have done many tests on all of this. I have many videos up. Again, you would have to go to stopthecrime.net. Don't click on our newly created YouTube video channel. Go to the link below that where you will see other videos that we have not yet put back up onto YouTube, where we actually discuss Morgellons and what has happened to us with the crystalline polymer fibers that have been dropped out of the skies in our food, air, and water supply. And millions worldwide people have been infected. So they made some videos together, Clifford Carnicombe and Gwen Scott, and shared the results of their research on how to deal with the placebo life forces that come crawling out of your skin. So I want to say to you this. Not everybody has these fibers working their way out of their skin. But those that do are in agony. Agony. These things can come out of your lip, out of your nose, out of your cheek, out of your ear, wherever it is that they emerge. And these are literally nanobots. People have taken high-powered magnification to these, and it is surreal what these look like. So her testing methods and treatment ideas were carried on the website bariumblues.com. So if her site is still up, you can check that out, barium, B-A-R-I-U-M, blues.com. She suggested that over time, all of humanity would become genetically modified by the pathogens being dispersed on people. Several times she informed many people that some of the cell towers had nothing to do with telephoning and instead served the purpose of mind control. And Gwen Scott was known to be a very wise woman, and she will be always remembered for her insights that she shared and for her integrity. So don't let these people die in vain by being targeted with bioweapons and cancer and killed, okay? It's time for every one of you to get beyond listening to broadcasts like this and taking some action to at least get this information out. I will tell you, far too often, we get lots of comments under videos that are of people concerned and not taking action. We cannot individually certainly activate your understanding that this needs to be shared far and wide. It needs to be shared far and wide. You are helping to create awareness that humanity needs at this late juncture in time. And I do mean late juncture in time. Now we're going to talk about Bill Gates and how he's investing billions of dollars in surveillance satellite plans. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recently wrote a piece about Bill Gates' investment in over $1 billion plan to blanket the Earth in video surveillance satellites, called Earth Now, which will launch 500 satellites to monitor almost every corner of this planet, and that has been done. The company will also deploy a vast array of ground-based 5G antennas, and that's in that report, Earth Now. According to the Gates Foundation, they've already purchased 5.3 million shares in Crown Castle, who operates and leases about 40,000 cell towers and 65,000 small cell 5G nodes. The investment is valued at about $1 billion. It's important to note that 5G is all about controlling and destroying your life, marking all products and harvesting your data for artificial intelligence purposes. Gates, Elon Musk, and others will harvest, control, sort, characterize, analyze, and sell billions of terabytes of personal information from your smart devices. So I would highly recommend, as I continue discussing this with all of you, that you eliminate all wireless connectivity that you currently have. It causes a dopamine effect in your brain and you become addicted, but it is killing you. Right now I noticed on StopTheCrime.net on our new video YouTube channel, you can see my interview with Barry Trower. I would highly recommend you listen to that heartbreaking interview that I did with Barry Trower a few years ago when he was in Oregon from the UK. And I happened to be notified he was there and I did an interview with him. So, they're going to be analyzing all your information from all your smart devices. And you're giving them that opportunity because you're carrying the smart devices around. Microsoft itself has a patent on a technology that will monitor body and brain activity and reward a person with cryptocurrency payments when they perform assigned duties as told that they need to. A chip will collect data from embedded sensors that will monitor brain waves, blood flow, and other body reactions. Gates has also invested $18 million in microchips. Now, I want to pause here for a moment. Microchips are in everything. You may not know they're also in the paint that you paint on the interior of your homes. So you can be spied on, whether you realize it or not. And whether this sounds crazy or not, this is factual. So I would wish that all of you would broaden your thinking and understand the reality that you are all in, and I'm in it too, and so is Yana and everybody else. So Microchips, it's a company that deploys implanted birth control chips also that will deliver the amount of needed birth control medications. Gates is also investing in geoengineering. Again, that's control or weather weapons. He's investing it. He has been for a very long time. A project that he's investing in with regards to this specific aspect of weather control is is blocking the sun. He has created what is now called solar dimming. You can look that up. Bill Gates and solar dimming. You will then learn why the sun has been dimmed and reduces crop production on farms and using weather as a military weapon. So understand, if you are considering solar, you have to put more solar panels on than your contractor will spec out because they do not take into consideration weather weapons and solar dimming. So if you are going to put in some alternative energy in the face of losing power, which will occur more frequently and at longer durations, the grid is going down. The power grid is being taken down. So I'm going to finish this article and I'll wrap it up with the power grid. Keep wired by using a landline telephone. That's what I'm on right now. Then bring in your internet service on that landline to a router that is then connected to your computers using a shielded Ethernet cables. Make sure that the router's Wi-Fi capability is turned off before the phone company's technician leaves. You want to make sure that Wi-Fi is turned off. And of course, always minimize the use of your smartphones if you have one at all. And you can also look at shielding clothing for protection for when you are or must go out around cell antennas or small cell 5G antennas. I will tell you, I have a RF tester and meter, and we keep it in our car so that we can track out our routes, because so many of the cell towers and many of the small 5G are hidden. They're tucked away and you can't see them. But you can pick those meter readings up if you carry an RF test meter with you. You can go to stopthecrime.net, go to the solutions page, and you will find the meter that I recommend, the one that I personally prefer over the half a dozen meters that we've purchased over these many years. It is about $149. It comes out of Canada. So, again, you can use that meter to test for microwaves so that you have a better idea of when and where you are safe. And you can test them in office buildings and all the business offices that you go into as well. And you can suggest when you turn these on, as I do, because you can turn it on where it will make a frequency sound, and everyone will ask, what is that? And I will tell them, this is now pulsating on red, which means I should leave here immediately because the frequencies are too high. I'm going to give you in a moment the name and phone number of this meter. Again, I recommend this meter. At home, make your bedroom a safe place, free of electromagnetic frequencies. Don't plug in things. Don't have lamp cords plugged in, no electric alarm clock. So your pineal gland will naturally make melatonin. If you have a smart meter, do what you can to not sleep near it. Because many areas do have, well, I shouldn't say many. We were able to get the opt-out in California against the deployment of the smart meters. But I will tell you that Rothschild, a.k.a. our utility companies everywhere, Earth Inc., in my case it was Pacific Gas and Electric, run by Rothschild, they assigned Vanderbilt University to come up with psychological profiling against those people that were against the deployment of smart meters. And they said that in order to reduce the information that we were all causing the rest of the world to be against smart meters, they would give us the opt-out. And so that made people believe that if you could opt out or opt in, it must be safe. I do have that Vanderbilt website, that Vanderbilt document, up on the old site of stopthecrime.net if you want to take a look at it. It is absolutely unbelievable. So now let's talk about the meter that I'm recommending. It is called Safe and Sound, and it is by Safe Living Technology, Inc. And here are some of the things that it will provide you, and this is essential. Some of the more common sources of meters would be the smart meter emissions, wireless routers, cell towers, cell phone emissions, cordless home phones. Again, if you have a landline, you want to make certain that your handheld set is corded. You don't want a hands-free. We've tested those, and those are just as high in frequencies as your cell phone, if not even more. So you want to not wear Bluetooth devices ever. This will test for Bluetooth devices. This will also test baby monitors, airport radar, microwave oven leakage detection, video game consoles, and joysticks. Now, to contact Safe Living Technologies, Inc., again, they're in Canada, so be mindful of the time zone, but it is area code 519-240-8735. Now, they're going to love that I gave you all of this personal contact for Bob, but here's the phone number again. Area code 519-240-8735, because all I want is for all of you to be empowered so that you will see the level of microwave that you are being exposed to. Because with these meters, they make the invisible visible. invisible. And we must see the invisible in order to survive, because this is, by and large, a silent weapons attack against every single one of us. So I encourage all of you to take a look at the meter so that you can map your routes, because more and more sensors are being deployed in our streets. Your cars all have wireless. It's highly recommended, quite frankly, because electric vehicles are coming and gasoline-powered vehicles, or as they call it, fossil fuel-powered cars, which, of course, our petroleum never did come from dead dinosaurs. But all of our ability to use gasoline-powered vehicles is coming to an end. It will all be electric. And that is what we have been talking about for many, many years. In fact, on StopTheCrime.net, we have a tab that is entitled Kiss Your Gas Goodbye. We read the documents. We've read them. We talk about them. And that is what you are hearing, documented facts on what your future will become, and it is. And now that many of the things that we've talked about for years is coming to fruition, people are starting to say, oh, well, I guess what you were saying is correct. No, I read the documents. Many of us have read the documents, and so we're sharing this with you. And so, Yana, I'm looking at the clock. I will tell everyone again, please go to StopTheCrime.net. Subscribe, certainly. We lost all our subscribers. We lost all of the comments under the videos that were taken down by our controllers through big tech. And we're certainly continuing to try to get information out far and wide, because we're looking at multiple assaults and multiple types of weapons that are being Trojan horsed upon all of us. I would really like on the next show, Yana, to go over the NASA document a bit in detail, so that people can understand what the military has told us, what NASA has done. In fact, it's most important for all of you to understand that NASA created global warming. They created the illusion of global warming so that we would be wrapped up in a massive lie while they were using weather weapons to create the climate change that they say we are causing, because they say there are simply too many people using too much stuff. And the horrid reality is that those that sent their kids to school, the kids have come out so indoctrinated that they think planting trees will save the earth, or certainly being concerned about endangered species. We're in danger. We are an endangered species. Mm-hmm. Everything that is alive now on this planet is endangered. And I hope that some of what I have described on the show tonight will provoke some type of action on your part. We are all self-activated and doing our best to get information out, because we love humanity, we love people. We don't want to see people being hit blindsided and being unaware of these attacks upon us all. And most importantly, we also want everybody to understand how our government really functions. And it does not function by the Republican and the Democrat Party. And I have a video up. It's called Who Runs America? And I'll post that up on my new video channel. I've been thinking about doing that. I detail exactly how we have been fooled and who really runs this country. Keeping in mind, we are a colony. We are the Virginia colony. We were never a country. And sadly to say, much of what we think of about our Constitution was a Constitution that was put together by the English bureaucrats that served the king. And I know that this seems hard to believe. It was for me. When I finally looked at the documents and learned the truth and saw the degree of murderous policies that have been adopted and are being used on all of us, it became easier and easier to see that as being the truth. And again, this was one of the most difficult lessons for me to learn, Yana, was the reality of this country. We are a corporation run by a network of corporate agencies. And we're being run by Rockefeller and Rothschild LLC and others. And again, go to my most recent video that I posted entitled Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. They're coming to grab your water and or your access to water. In that video, again, it's up on my new YouTube channel called Stop the Crime. And I did this in 2015. That's why it says 2015, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. And Jana, we'll go over that also in more detail, because I would like to go over the Rothschild-Rockefeller documents and how they set upon the United States to create a market out of water. And it's most important for everyone to understand what has happened right now is in December of 2020, water is now listed on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange to be traded similarly to how they trade gold and oil. They are coming after our water. And in that video, I will show you maps from the Department of Interior and how they are going to go forward and steal people's water. They have a color-coded maps that show the resistance of people not wanting to give up their water. So this is a combined effort. This is throwing out the gauntlet for every single one of you. You're going to be given poisonous water, which is why there was an executive order to build more wastewater treatment plants. Again, also for the design of Zuckerberg to create sewer surveillance out of the wastewater treatment plants. The wastewater treatment plants are also pummeled by atmospheric rivers, which is a manipulated weather, strong rain weather event. And you'll note that some of the wastewater treatment plants have recently overflowed, and untreated wastewater has gone into the low-lying areas and down rivers into the ocean. These are being used as weapons as well. So, Jana, I want to thank you for this opportunity to share this information with everyone that is listening. Everyone, just God bless. Please stay safe and decide what topic you want to participate in here. We need your help. And so, again, Jana, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Deborah, for coming on with me and doing this weekly, on a weekly basis, informing us of things you've been talking about for so long. And now we can see that everything you've been talking about is true. And as you said, these are documented, documented facts that you are presenting us. Now, as we have heard, we have been genocided already, because yes, even cancer is a bioweapon. Yes. Of course, all the vaccines they've been giving to children and hiding inside of vaccines bacteria and viruses like SV40 virus, they have created cancer epidemic. This is all artificially created. So we have been already genocided, but I think that right now this is this final push, openly genocide entire planet, because they are ready. They're in the last decade toward their agenda 2030. Now, that agenda has many names, and people need to be familiar with the jargon, with the language that they have created, right, Deborah? Like, for example, sustainable development, green agenda, climate change. Can you think of any other words they're using?
Well, even genocide. I think that people don't fully understand that that means murdering the bulk of the population worldwide. I don't think that they can understand that their government, their corporate government structure, is involved in this plot. We are the enemy. Very simply put, everyone listening, you are the enemy, of course, unless you're related to one of the controllers.
Yeah.
And in that case, you are our enemy.
Well,
but I can tell you, we are the enemy. We are being set upon. We are being murdered more rapidly now than ever before. The Deagle.com website talks about large percentages in the industrialized world to be reduced by the year 2025.
Yes.
So there are dates, there are goals, there are numbers that they're striving to hit to kill you, to yeah. kill me, to kill Yana, to kill everybody, our pets, our, the trees, the flowers, the plants, the fish, the oceans.
Well,
everything
biological, Deborah. They are getting into this fourth industrial revolution and creating everything artificial and genetically modified. You know, genetically modified foods are not for biological people. This is for cyborgs, right?
So and I think it's important to note that their goal is zero emissions.
Yes.
So zero emissions means nothing is alive. Because zero means nothing.
Right.
And that is their goal.
Yes, they're saying it's too many of us. We breathe too much, right? We eat too much. Everything we do is a problem. So we are the problem and we need to be eliminated according to them. And this is part of Agenda 2030, elimination of human species and animal species as well. So this is what is extremely important for everybody to understand, to inform the neighbors, the family, friends about this vaccine. Vaccine agenda is a genocide agenda. And this is being implemented now for the last decade. We are going to have a decade of constant pandemics and constant vaccinations until we are eliminated to the desired number of 500 million people. Okay, well, my advice to everybody is to educate yourself. This is like a very first thing everybody should do, is understand where we are and what all of this is about. Education is very, very important. And then do what you can to help yourself and a family to survive. So do what you can physically. And Deborah has on her website, there is this part where she calls it solutions, and she's telling you what to do, how to prepare. Okay. And then, of course, and the most important is to get close to Jesus and do a spiritual house cleaning. Okay, and we as Christians, we know that we have hope in Christ and that our home is with Him, not here. We are citizens of heaven, and all of this has been anticipated and prophesied. But we need to pay attention to Deborah's warnings, because she's really working hard to inform us and to give us solutions, physical solutions to what we can do so we survive longer this attack. Deborah, I want to really thank you for your very hard work. This is a very tiring, difficult work, and I truly appreciate it, and a lot of our listeners appreciate it as well. So thank you very much. It is stopthecrime.net. And you have a new YouTube, right? How can they get to your new YouTube?
Well, they can type in just simply Stop the Crime. But I would prefer that people type in my website, stopthecrime.net. While they did take down my YouTubes, under the landing page, when you type in stopthecrime.net, it will say, click here for the new YouTube video channel. But underneath that, you can click on all of my other videos that are not back up on YouTube, and you can listen to them. And as I said initially, sadly, all the comments are gone. The counts of how many people listen to them are gone. On one of the videos that I posted back in 2015, where I was speaking in front of our county board of supervisors about the plans to burn up Northern California. When the fires hit 2 years later, they did not listen to Rothschild's plan to burn us up. We have been burned up every year since then. And again, that was entitled Plan to Burn Up Northern California. There were literally a couple million views on that video. As I was laying it out in 3 minutes to the County Board of Supervisors here in Sonoma County. So you can find that in that video section as well. Again, it's not up on my new YouTube video channel, but I am going to be posting what I consider some of the most important parts of information that I've been discussing. And one of them, again, is Who's Running America and the CAP, C-A-P. That stands for Climate Action Plan. So as you're perusing through all the videos I have, watch for that one, Who's Running America and the CAP. And watch my presentation at a schoolhouse, because we were at a schoolhouse and we were talking about how our country really runs. And I can't think of a more appropriate place than to describing what happened to the United States that we thought we lived in the country that I love and where I was born, and the illusion of safety and security that we all had, or at least I had. I never knew that our government was experimenting on us with bioweapons. We discussed that in that video just recently posted, Yana, and we went over the documents and the various operations and programs done to us by the military.
Yes.
So again, Who's Running America and the CAP, C-A-P, I would recommend watching that. And again, I want to thank you, Yana. It's been a really hard week for both of us since we released that information Dr. Bart Claussen put up about the prions in the vaccines. And my hat's off to the research that he has put into this information and his hard work.
Yes.
And many people will benefit from his dedication to wanting to get this information out to all of you. And we're serving on his behalf to help him get his information out.
Yes.
So, Yana, I just look forward to our next broadcast, because there's always more to talk about. And what I would like to also talk about, besides the NASA document, but I've gotten many emails from people asking me about home rebuilding and how should they go about that. And I'm compiling a stack of questions that we can go over and discuss during some of the broadcasts that we do, because I know that for now, weekly broadcasts are as far apart as we want to broadcast, because I can see that our ability to get information out is quickly waning as we're being cut off of all communication opportunities. So again, Yana, thank you. Everybody listening, please learn what you don't know and hurry up and learn what you don't know.
Yes. Well, thank you, Deborah. Again, thank you all for listening. You all have a wonderful night, and we will have Deborah back here next week. Bye-bye.